Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's called in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name is Adam. I play as Vons and Vons Prime, and today I don't think we'll see much of Vons Prime, but Vons is, well, he's hearing about this desert situation, and he didn't plan for it, but, you know, he's fine. Oh, yeah, we all use he, him pronouns.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use she and they pronouns. There's only one of me, at least here.
that you know of.
Yeah. I mean, we're a little anxious to leave without being able to get more potions, but I guess that's the way that adventuring goes.
Some water would be nice.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. We both use she, her pronouns. And, well, Wealthy's never been one for being hot, but, you know, maybe it'll work out.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic. We both use he, him pronouns. And the other Grix, who also uses he, him pronouns. I forgot about him, too. We're all...
I'm sorry. I think you mean Steamboat Willie.
Erin beat me to it.
Steamboat Willie. Yes. We all use he, him pronouns, and Grix and Steamboat Willie are headed off to the desert, and they're just real excited for that.
All right. If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. Helps people find us, makes them feel good about what we do. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. You could also include suggestions for what Green Day Vaughn's nickname should be, because he does not have one. Mm. And can you match the majesty of Steamboat Willie? We'll have to find out. But first, Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Oh, we'll just call him Jay Gatsby.
it's not less syllables.
But the whole point is that, like, Steamboat Willie came into the public domain this year. That's why we can use that name.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And Jay Gatsby came into the public domain, like, last year or the year before. Mm-hmm. These are the important things to note about why I think that's why I went chose Steamboat Willie. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you do you, as always. I know what happened last time, and so I'll tell everyone.
Hooray!
We had a big fight in three parts. We each fought at least one corrupted creature. Jesse and Steamboat Willie fought two corrupted creatures quite effectively, honestly. And part of that was that Green Day Grix became Steamboat Willie. So now we have a Grix and a Steamboat Willie. And it was probably the highlight of the episode. I'm not going to lie. At least for me. We killed all the Shadow Corrupted. And then we noted that there were Shadow Corrupted all over the city, and that there was also what looked like a possibly Shadow Corrupted boat that was going for our ship. So we decided to just tell our ship to go away and just go straight into the desert from here. So that's what we did.
The old let's fucking bounce tactic.
Mm-hmm.
The I guess this is happening now.
You know, like Alexander the Great once said.
Did Alexander the Great say, I guess this is happening?
Mm-hmm. It does if no one checks our
dying
sources.
Of typhus?
Yeah, right after I came, I saw, I guess this is happening.
Yeah. Came, I saw, I guess that's it. Let's go.
I came, I saw, fuck it, I guess we're here now.
You're right, I should have stopped to ask for directions.
Oh, good times. Okay.
Good times. But all right, so you all are headed into the desert. You first make your way through. You're going out of the city. Like most cities, there is a defensive wall kind of at the rear here, but like most cities that have survived for any length of time, this one, at some point, grew beyond its walls, rather significantly. So you guys spend the first mile or so going through sparser and more spread out buildings that, you know, get more and more distant as you move away from the coast and the protective walls. You see farms, relatively limited in size. You see empty houses, and you notably do not see any shadow corrupted, and then you're out into open desert. One of the big disadvantages of open desert is that roads aren't really a thing.
Uh-huh. Is this Sahara kind of desert, or is it Arizona kind of desert?
Sahara kind of desert.
Okay.
At least by the time you get a decent distance away from the city.
Sure.
So you are out in the desert, and you think you have enough space, you know, breathing room to rest if you would like. Harper basically lets you know that she's taking you off the beaten path. Not that any of the paths are beaten because shifting sand, but she thinks that you guys can rest for the night. And that wouldn't be a bad idea given that you guys did a midnight raid. Unless you would all rather just keep going.
A raid.
Well, you did a midnight scouting mission. And so it is super fucking late and you have not slept.
Got it.
And I know some of you spent spells and stuff. So would you rather rest here, or do you want to buy yourself extra space between here and there, or between where you were and the Shadow Corrupted and yourself?
Yeah. Personally, I think we could keep going for a while.
How open is this desert?
Very.
Yes.
So we're going to be real easy to spot.
Well, there's dunes and stuff, so sight lines aren't exactly perfect here. You'll be easy to spot if you're at the top of something and you don't want to just stay at the bottom of things. That said, it is night.
It's cold in the desert at night.
Yes, it is. Wealthy, you think this desert thing was false advertising. It is fucking freezing, and it is windy, and it sucks.
And there's a lot of sand in the air.
It's getting everywhere.
Everywhere!
Coarse and irritating and whatnot. But all right, so you guys are going to press on?
I'm down for it.
Mm-hmm.
I would like a wisdom check from one of you. And then a constitution check from everybody.
I think
you should do the wisdom check.
Yes.
That's for navigating, right?
And yeah. Basically, you and Harper are going to be the ones keeping, whoever it is in Harper are going to be the ones keeping it on course.
Yeah.
I got a 17. I rolled a 7 plus time plus 1 for my wisdom, and that's a prime.
Okay. And now everybody.
27.
Yeah, make a constitution check. You, for some reason, have a bonus to... No, it's just a constitution check. It's not going to be a saving throw. So, never mind. Just roll a constitution check.
23.
Oh, not 20.
Dang it.
You constitute 22. So hard.
You know what, Kelly? Can you just, like, let me have something nice happen to me?
Was that Grix or Steve?
I was being an asshole.
Oh, that was Grix, Steamboat Willie, 19 on the die, so 24, Jesus. I can do math.
It's all right, math's all right. And
not
then,
on a Tuesday.
Sorry, Wealthy, what did you get?
27.
Okay, you all do fucking fantastic on those checks, because Khan is not usually the strongest at this party, but you've managed it, so you all go on through the night. It is really fucking dark out here. You've all learned that not a lot of, just through existing on the surface for any real length of time, not a lot of starlight or moonlight gets through the clouds. You would guess at this point it must be a new moon, and then there's, you know, it can reflect off the sand, but it's not like snow where it just kind of lights up the night on its own almost. So it's you're able to navigate, but even with dark vision and stuff, everything is a pretty dark shade of gray going around. But you do manage it. And you soldier on. And by the morning, you have basically done a day's worth of travel right after fleeing. So good job there. Now, Harper's plan is to take everyone to a nearby oasis so you can stock up whatever carrying supplies you have. You know, water's important, things like that. And then maybe if you're lucky, you can forage some food, depending on what was planted there and how it's been doing over the past long, long while. But then, so the plan after that is you guys wanted to go to the Glass Circle and then the temple, possibly not in that order, depending on what's closer, and then head for the beef?
Yes. I'm open to, like, talking about whether we try to go to the Glass Circle. Jesse's idea after curing the AEN logbook was that we could try to appeal to whatever deity was like represented by that circle for help, because, you know, blasting the shit out of the corrupted sounds like a pretty effective way to get rid of them. Did other people have other thoughts, though? Because we didn't really talk about it. I just put forth that idea.
But we kind of had to run fast, so we didn't have a lot of talking last time.
No. I mean, like, when I had first introduced this idea, we didn't really talk about it. This was, like, many episodes ago.
Yeah, sure. like you're talking like I remember this.
Okay.
But you see, now you've been refreshed, so you can have opinions.
But I don't feel refreshed.
The whole thing was that in the Aeon logbook, the writer had gone to one of these like blackened circles in the desert with their guides and had essentially, like, it seems like it was part of a death rite, had seen that this circle, like, you know, this blackened circle in the desert is like hit by a blast of like fire or like light or something, and it's like purified essentially. And Jesse's thought after hearing the Aeon logbook was, well, what if we try to appeal to the god that is clearly in charge of whatever that blackened circle is and ask them to help us with the shadow corrupted?
Yeah,
that makes thoughts? Sense. That makes sense.
Grix doesn't want to deal with any more higher powers, but if other people want to do that, he is happy to go along with them and support them.
I think Jesse is absolutely like happy to appeal to higher powers that are established in, you know, that are established in ways that she understands, which I would say that actual gods are a thing that she can at least conceptualize.
Yeah, I'm on board.
Vons has weird feelings about religion.
You mean Green Day Vons?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of weird feeling?
Oh, like, you know, the church is really just an opiate of the masses trying to control people.
Oh, but like, I don't know, man. I mean, I don't feel controlled. I mean, like, I've never felt controlled. So, like.
Also, I don't imagine that this is an organized, like, church, so to speak.
Well, there is the temple, and I thought that the temple did have to do with it. The blackened circles. But was I wrong, Ian?
They go to it after the blackened circle, and I think they discuss the blackened circle, but I don't know. Ian logbook overrides anything I say here in case I'm wrong. I think there's at least some tenuous connection, but I can't remember for sure exactly how it is stated. And okay. I don't want to state something incorrect.
Okay.
So it's certainly a reasonable conclusion to draw based on the reading, but it's not explicitly mentioned or in-depth discussed.
Well, I mean, like, there's, you know, there's a lot of temples, man.
Well,
it doesn't necessarily mean it's, like, a bad thing.
Uh-huh. I mean, I'll look, but, you know.
Well, like, you don't have to do anything. Just, like, are you happy to, like, go along?
I mean, may as well, I guess. But I don't have to, like, go in, right? Like,
no, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do, man. Like,
All right.
It's good to have you here, though.
Okay.
Good. Happy to see you.
All right. Yeah. Just yeah. You know, didn't dress in church.
Oh, it's not like that.
Uh-huh. I'll just hang out outside.
Yeah, okay.
I'll just watch from outside.
Okay. Hey, like, what happened to you, man?
What? I just don't like church people, okay? Grix knows what I mean.
But, like, I'm a church person.
Well, yeah, but, like, not... What? No, there's, like, church people, you know, going door to door.
I mean, I live in a temple, man. I live in the Xandra Temple.
I live above a temple.
she's really chill. Like, she's all about, like, you know, home and family and shit. And
who? That's
Cassandra?
Your god has a name?
Well, yeah, why wouldn't she?
Hmm. Huh. Well, let's go to the thing. Is this like a like one of those Wiccan
things?
Wait,
what kind of god doesn't have a name?
Well, we can't tell you now, can we?
They just call him God over and over again. And then there's like Jesus, but he's like the same person, except when he isn't.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, Sandra has like a bunch of different avatars of herself, but like, that's chill. Like, sometimes you need the one that's going to help you with childbirth, and sometimes you need the one that's going to like help you find a house, and sometimes you need the one that's like, God, I just can't get this fucking fire to light.
Huh. Okay. Do you know what they're talking about, Grix?
Like, looking for aid. I'm on board with it, but I don't want to do it myself, because this hasn't gone well in the past, you know?
Yeah, religion usually doesn't go well, eventually.
Just point of clarification, were you talking to Grix or Steamboat Willie? Oh, yeah.
Who? I'm not sure Vons was around when that was coined or discussed.
You were. It was during the fight, I believe.
Yes, but it was during the fight.
Oh.
When you guys weren't all together necessarily, so.
Wait, which one's Steamboat Willie? Old Grix or new Grix?
Green Day Grix is Steamboat Willie.
Yeah. Your Grix is Steamboat Willie.
This is going to be a great episode.
Thanks, oh, Kelly.
Oh, Kelly. I mean, it's not going to be a bad episode necessarily.
We'll see.
Not with that attitude, it's not.
Jesus, guys. So, yeah, were you talking to Steamboat Willie or were you talking to...
No, he was... Yeah. Yes? Yes, Steamboat Willie is Green Day. Grix. Okay.
In that case, Steamboat Willie would have said... no, I don't fully understand it, but there's these bad guys and they need help fighting these bad guys. So, yeah, we'll go with them. All I mean, right. It's not like we have anywhere else to go. So,
okay.
Yeah. All right. We push on and then camp.
When say, we good camp. Enthusiasm, Harper says, clap you on the back as you say, I guess we're going.
Thanks. Right.
Not joining any cults, though.
Not even a little one. No.
Not even a little cult, no.
But there's so many good snake cults out there.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
All right. So you go and you press on further. You guys take a long day, but basically assume you left the city at like 1 a.m. to get to the point where you're like, we are definitely for sure safe. It was like 9 a.m. The clouds above you had lightened in a way that indicated the sun was probably up. Because I cannot imagine any other scenario in which the clouds lighten unless they have a fucking dimmer switch on the overcast in this city. I don't think they do. I didn't write it. So you guys push on further like another 3 hours and you make it to the oasis. You are all doing far better than most people would have. But you're also all just dog tired at this point. That said, this is a very nice little place. There's a good amount of actually pretty lush plant life. And the water is crisp, cold, and clear. And easy to fill all your water skins with.
Awesome. We'll fill everything that we can.
Yeah, every single thing that can seal and carry water, yes, in any capacity.
Okay. Smart.
And we'll spend at least, you know, a day getting as hydrated as we possibly can.
Yeah, y'all get little camel humps going on your backs. I know that's not how camels actually work. But one other thing is... Jesse,
uh-huh,
you are the most equipped to do this. Anyone else is also welcome to join in, but only one other person. A wisdom check for foraging around here for food. Sounds like just Jesse, probably.
Ooh, that's a 17.
Oh. A wisdom check for foraging?
What am I?
Yeah,
and it's wisdom?
Yeah, and just one of you.
Oh, well, I rolled a 17. Jesse, so. That's a 27 total, then.
Okay.
Vons is totally down to forage. And would probably be good at it. Rolled a 15 at 6. 21.
Okay.
Unless fox folk get a bonus to forage.
Not in particular, but I'm going to say that this also activates your scrounging class ability.
Oh, yeah.
So between all of you and a bunch of work, you're in a fairly large group, but you find about 3 days worth of food for the whole group, along with anything, you know, obviously not counting anything any of you were already carrying.
Got it.
Were people carrying rations?
Yes. You checked us out on that a couple months ago. Made sure we were.
Okay. I remember we consumed them at some point, but all right.
Well, we've since been to the boat.
Yeah,
imagine that we can stock up on the boat.
Yeah, I guess my question is, how many do people have on their sheets?
5 days for me.
I have 6 days.
I
failed to write that down at all.
Well, you should do that real fast.
I carry 12 days of rations because I'm...
Right.
Yeah.
I probably would have done exactly what Grix did.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to say for Vons and for Steamboat Willie, basically anyone who didn't have it explicitly written down, you have 5. So, basically, add 3 to those for each of you, whatever your current totals are.
Okay.
And then...
How many days of water?
That's just a matter of how much you can carry, isn't it? I can't remember exactly how much water you need in a day, if you're, like, survival situationing. One of the other... Well, I guess this can play into it. One of the things Vaughn found while scrounging is you found some sealed containers that had been forgotten by whoever was here previously. And I'm going
jars
to say,
and...
Yeah.
Baggies.
Yeah, and, like, most of it is empty or gone bad, but you do find enough... You find enough carrying capacity there for, like, 3 days worth of water for the group.
Just capacity, as but not the water itself.
Well, you're at an oasis, so you solved that problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then on top of that, basically that's just all the small stuff. And then I'm going to say you have an additional 1 day for the group. If you're willing to carry a relatively heavy set of, well, what will be heavy, set of water bags, think like saddle bags, but designed to hold water.
Yeah, I mean, Jesse will be very happy to carry.
Okay.
Then I guess I'm sharing these 3 days with Grix and Wealthy as well.
Yeah, so 3 days for the group.
Oh, 3 days for the group.
And then the 1 day is the big heavy thing that Jessie is carrying.
Well, Jessie can add that to her.
Yeah, so between all of you, you can spread that
How
stuff
do
around.
I indicate
the other thing
that
you find, Vaughn, so just put a. We can just track it as part of the total, but just note on your sheet, basically, heavy water bag.
I have a canteen in among the things that I carry.
If you have a canteen, a water skin, or something else already on your sheet, add an extra day of water to your personal supply.
All right.
Oh, okay, great.
So
we're little, so days of water aren't quite as heavy.
Yeah, so everybody should have 3 days of water, 4 if you have a canteen. And then for Jesse's load, I'm going to say that... let's track it. That's going to be tracked as an inventory item. And when you use it, essentially, everyone will get a +1 and you'll lose water, but you'll need to be carrying it for at least a day. So like capacity frees up in other containers.
Yep. I understand.
Cool. Now just let me set up my little game of Forbidden Desert. We start and.
No. I also love All that right. game. We should fucking play that game again. God, it's been a hot minute.
Yeah, we should.
Uh-huh.
It's co-op, so you can play it online.
Oh, neat. But yeah, not audio only.
No, not audio only.
Yeah.
Although we can record it for our listeners anyway.
They'll hate us for it.
Finally, our chance to do a heel turn to actual play board gaming somehow. Anyway, So you have your water. You have your food. You have your rest. Would you like to... Oh, that was the last thing. Vons, for scrounging. You find all these cool empty containers.
Uh-huh.
They're all kind of junky, but you make them work.
Sure.
You also find 2 bottles of very old wine that are still sealed.
Do I tell everyone? Yeah, probably. I tell Grix. Steamboat Willie.
There you go.
I'll tell Willie.
That about the wine?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah. Why should you not grab that?
Yeah. It's like vintage.
Yeah, great.
It's probably real good.
Probably.
I'm sure the heat hasn't affected it at all.
No, it doesn't. Or the light. No.
It was mostly buried in sand. inside another container.
Yes, I'm sure extreme temperature swings have been perfectly good. That makes it even better, right?
Yeah, always.
Gets the East excited.
I mean, yeah. I'm sure Vaughn's is interested in like sharing it, but probably wants to, I don't know. I get the feeling like this whole adventure has been particularly stressful for he and Willie.
Yeah. So. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is very stressful. I'm not sure how we're okay.
Yep. So they're gonna get into the wine first, I imagine, and then they'll share.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We do take it. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. And.
But we're opening one bottle like right away.
Yeah, and like to share between you two, and then you'll share the rest later. Or okay.
No, we should share with the whole group.
Yeah. I wasn't sure. I thought Bonds was asking.
I think Vaughn's is asking.
Y'all were going to be surreptitious about the wine.
Yeah, no, for the whole group.
Steamboat Willie is a kind and giving person.
He's definitely like the angel on Vaughn's shoulder, I'm sure.
Universal constant is that Grix just wants everyone to have a good time, no matter what universe you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But all right. So big question. Would you all like to travel at day or at night?
Personally, I would like to travel at night. But depending on the people involved, that might be more difficult because not everyone has like dark vision.
I think we travel at dusks and dawns. Too hot in the day, kind of cold at night, and a little dangerous with all the dark.
You're going to be traveling in like 2-hour chunks.
I don't know.
I don't think you can be crepuscular for
that. I don't know if that will work for the casters, because like, don't they have to have like a full 8 hours?
8 hours of uninterrupted rest, where they aren't doing much. Doesn't have to all be sleeping, but yeah.
But it has to be like 8 hours straight.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if we split it up, we could do 8 hours. But it doesn't matter. It. I like traveling at night.
Okay.
Sleep during the day.
Sounds. Good.
Also, it kind of depends on how closely we're being pursued, though.
Yeah, you...
Because, like, if we're being closely pursued, we travel whenever we can, and...
Yeah, you guys have been keeping, you know, a rotating watch, laying down on top of the nearest dune or whatever to keep an eye on back towards the city and just around in general, and you have not seen any signs of pursuit. One of the nice things about this area is that shadow creatures stick out pretty hard against light-colored sand. So you're pretty confident that you are not currently being pursued, although there's only so far you can see. But all right, traveling at night. Okay, so you have about 6 days to go to get to the glass circle, and you guys start going. I need constitution checks from everyone.
16.
15. Wait. It's 15.
18 for Grix, 19 for Steamboat Willie.
Primeath didn't roll very well.
Probably shouldn't have drank so much of that wine.
All right. And Khan is not a prime for anybody, correct?
No.
Okay. All right. The first day might have been beginner's luck.
Yeah.
The second day is rough. It's... Part of it's the swing from being active during the day to being active at night. Part of it's the fact that when you're walking through a desert or just on sand in general, you know, you're spending a lot more effort for the same amount of distance because it's very rude and isn't solid under your feet and eats up some of your momentum. And it is surprisingly dry here, even at night, because, you know, it's a desert. So you're all hanging in there. It is getting pretty grossly hot and muggy during the day, so you are... You know, it's not quite what you'd imagine desert to be, but hey, it's permanently overcast. And so traveling at night has been refreshing, even if sleeping during the day is occasionally a miserable and sticky mess. So everyone, please mark off a day's worth of water and food.
Nervous.
And then, let's see. Just so I know, this is more for future reference. I figure we can kind of set it and forget it. I think we have enough people that we can essentially do pairings. Maybe one odd person out for watches while people are resting. What do people want the pairings to be? So who's butting up with who for watch duty?
I'll hang with Frimey.
Yeah. I'll go with I'll go with either Steamboat Willie or Vaughn's.
Which shift is this?
We're setting up all of our shifts.
Vaughn's has advantage overnight.
Yeah, this is for keeping watch while people are sleeping, so it's happening during the day.
Oh, that's less good.
Yeah.
Steamboat Willie will go with Jesse.
Okay.
And Grix will go with Gatsby.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I figure it's good to split up the people who are not from this world.
Yeah. So you can wear them down individually, help them all lose their senses.
Yeah.
And then Harper will take the last one. All right. Cool. So your first night, or your first day out here after that gnarly hike, Jesse and Steamboat Willie, please both make wisdom checks for your watch.
That's a 29. It's almost as good as it could be. And it's a prime.
Sorry, what were we rolling?
Wisdom check for keeping watch.
All right. Grix got a 9.
This is just for Steamboat Willie.
Oh, just excuse
me. We're just covering that watch, yeah.
Okay. Then Steamboat Willie got, worse than 9.
Okay. Steamboat Willie, less than 9 on my sheet. Okay. You two keep an eye out during the day. Willie, it's hot and muggy and gross, and you're real tired from walking all night.
Yeah, 100%.
Your eyes are open. You're looking around, but barring a stampede or a giant eagle or something, like, you're kind of just there. Jesse, you don't see anything threatening during the watch, but you do see a couple of interesting things. Mostly you see that there are still small animals populating this desert. You catch the occasional, lizard or snake going on across dunes nearby, or among, there's, some scouter rock outcroppings and things like that here and there. You do also see far off and looking up into the not so bright sky, but you do see a couple of birds wheeling overhead, relatively far away, not in a vulture capacity.
Can my orc eyes see whether those birds are shadow corrupted?
Yeah, you keep an eye on them for a bit, and at least like the two you have seen over the course of your watch do not appear to be shadow corrupted.
Okay, that's good to know.
One of them makes the stereotypical hawk screech and then dives and grabs something off the ground. Okay.
I would like to keep an eye out for like anything that I can, easily take down that is not shadow corrupted for food.
Okay.
Just because I don't know, like, if I'm seeing animals that are not corrupted, why not eat them?
Yeah. The current downside is that none of these are particularly large, which is fine, but.
No, that makes sense. I'm just saying, like, if there is an opportunity to.
Yeah.
The main reason would be venom. Just probably don't want them to be poison creatures.
Sure, y'all can figure that out. Just elect a taste tester. It's fine. Jesse, do you have a specific hunting or survival skill?
I have survival.
Okay. Roll a survival check to forage for food.
Oh, and I get a. Oh, that's on tracking. That's only a 15 on a prime. I mean, maybe that's good enough.
You find 3 additional rations, but those are individual, not group. So maybe just keep them on your sheet and, like, the water bag, distribute when needed.
Sounds good.
Okay. Other than that, the watches go uneventfully. You guys did take a point of exhaustion, but for now, it's like going on a backpacking trip and just kind of having a rough day. You're sore the next day. Like, you're not bright-eyed, a bushy-tailed, and ready to go. But once you get moving, you loosen up a bit. Things aren't so bad. I would like to get, in order, a constitution check and then a d10 roll from each of you.
A constitution and then a
constitution's d10? 20. Constitution's 28. D10 is 1.
Oh, boy.
Constitution is 14. D10 is 3.
Constitution is 19. D10 is 4.
For Grix or Willy?
For Grix. For Willy, Constitution is 13 and D10 is 7.
Vaughn's got a 20 on Constitution and a 7 on the D10.
All right, then I start splitting out my exhaustion check. Okay. Wealthy and Steamboat Willie, things have not improved for you over the course of today as you are all hiking along. It's for Willie, it's pretty obvious. I imagine you are not doing a lot of this kind of thing out in your normal world.
Yeah. No, not at all.
And then Wealthy.
Am I not getting any help from Zadroa?
Do you ask?
I ask at the start of the day is, you know, you're saying you can bestow upon me more intelligence and more strength. Can we get out of the, can you help me with this?
Zadroa wraps your artificial leg in a leg made of, you know, black goop stuff that, behaves much like your previous leg did.
Oh,
and it's
oh,
a much
that's
more,
nice.
It's much more solid and it's much easier to walk on in sand.
That's good.
Okay, add a d6 to what you rolled previously. So just right. Add a d6 and tell me what it is.
So I had a 3.
Or
5. This, wait.
This is for 14, so you're just...
Oh, okay.
For the contract.
That's a 1. I added a 1.
You're still getting used to it. So Droid does make you feel better, but there's also a certain amount of just exhaustion and dehydration and other such wonderful things that's going on for you.
I get it.
Yeah. That said, Zadroa is, this feels good. Like, you don't know how far you can push Zadroa right now because it has not eaten in a while. But if this is even, you know, a sample of what it can do, that's pretty cool.
Okay.
I say telling you how to feel. You can think it's not cool. That's fine too.
What's up with your leg? Zadroa gave me a hand or a leg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's easier to walk, man. I don't, you know.
No, I mean, like, that makes sense.
It's also constantly moving just a little bit. Like,
oh,
like
God!
Like a snake wrapping around something.
Oh, good.
Yeah. You know, it's solid. It stays in place as far as everything you're using it for, but just, like, the surface shifts.
Jesse is just very quietly like, oh, this is... God, I hate this. You definitely get like a, you definitely get like a bad vibe when you tell her,
yeah,
that
yeah.
It was Zadroa. Not that there's anything you could have told her truthfully that would have made her feel better, but
sorry, I rolled something and forgot exactly what it means. Everyone, make a wisdom check.
Ooh, hey,
14,
22.
25.
24. Oh my god.
And then Pharrell, Willie?
Oh, yep.
26 of
11.
What kind of wisdom check is
this? Listen would apply here.
Oh, okay. So then,
okay.
Yeah, pull it up to 26.
So yeah, Jesse has a very uncharacteristic moment. So it's night. It's getting to the end of the day. You're tired. You're exhausted. You can tell the sun is starting to come up as the sky slowly lightens. And Jesse, you see another one of those birds, and it's a bird. Ooh. And you look ahead and keep walking. The rest of you look at the bird slightly longer or at a slightly different time.
Wait, Jesse had a good wisdom throw. I was the one who had a sucky one.
I thought Jesse rolled a 14.
No,
I know. I had a 22.
Man, I thought I heard that right, and I got it backwards. That makes far more sense. All right, Wealthy.
It's just a bird.
Yeah, Wealthy, Steamboat Willie, you see a bird. It's just a bird. Who cares? Jesse.
Huh?
Bonds. Ricks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's a bird.
Okay.
That bird seems to be getting real big, even given that it's getting closer to you. Like, really big. Also, you're pretty sure that, like, the silhouetting it would get from the backlight of the sky does not account for just how dark its figure is as the sky finishes lightening behind it as the sun comes up.
Everyone, stop looking delicious.
And
Jesse gets out her bow immediately.
Yeah. And once upon a time, at least Grix was conscious for this. I'm not sure exactly how long into it Wealthy got. And Prime Bonds isn't here. But once upon a time, y'all fought a juvenile version of a rock.
Uh-oh.
You're pretty sure this is the adult.
Oh, God.
And that's where we'll pick up next time.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our Blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron! Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute. Trick is somewhere in these desert wastes, can we find an Oldsmobile for Grix?
It's the important part.
Honestly, the most important part. Oh, I'm now imagining. So in this setting, I think we discussed it a little bit with the djinn, but like wishes are available in a literally limited quantity. Because it's like if it happened to be on a scroll or in an enchanted item, you can still use it, but all ability to like copy it and record it and learn it has been lost.
Uh-huh.
And I'm now imagining you guys finding one and Grix using it to get an Oldsmobile. Just be sure to wish for infinite gasoline.